Now that spring's in the air, many around the state may be planning a visit to Detroit, whether to watch the Wings, hopefully in the playoffs, catch a Tigers game, tour the DIA, or hit one of the many bars or restaurants growing up around Detroit. As Detroit has emerged from the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history, there's been a pretty strong narrative of a new Detroit attracting energetic entrepreneurs and business owners. And that includes a growing bar and restaurant district along Michigan Avenue in Corktown, just west of downtown. But that new image of Detroit got somewhat smudged a few weeks ago when on a single weekend, seven vehicles were reportedly stolen in the 3rd District, including Corktown. After the thefts made some waves on social media, Detroit Police Chief James Craig promised action. P.J. Ryder is a Corktown business owner. He owns and operates P.J.'s Lager House on Michigan Avenue. Good to have you with us, P.J.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little about P.J.'s Lager House. What kind of place is it and how long have you been open?
The building itself has been there 100 years. This is the 100-year anniversary of the opening of that building. We've owned it since October of 2007. It has, over the course of time, been a place for Irish Catholic, Democratic politics, Teamster politics, all kinds of different things. In the last 20 years, it's been more known as a music bar, and that's what we concentrate on. And I think we have as good a food as anybody you're going to find any place personally. We do gumbo and jambalaya. We do a whole lot of different vegetarian dishes and things like that. In a nutshell, restaurant, bar, and rock and roll music.
And PJ, so there you were. You've been in Corktown since before this recent burst of the new restaurants and bars, the Motor City Wine, St. Cece's, and those. And here we have this spate of stolen cars that we're hearing about where customers come to Corktown to have dinner, they walk out, and no car. Has that happened at your place?
I can't say there's never been a car stolen from my place, but first of all, one thing to understand is we don't own any of the parking lots around us. I don't own any of that. I own my building and the land my building's on, and that's it. But I do have lots next door at the Brooklyn Local 1266, which is a diner, and next door at the Detroit Institute of Bagels, which opened up recently. And I pay someone to be there pretty much every day from 5 o'clock till 2 in the morning. And he sits out in that car and flashes light. And in all honesty, we haven't had too much problem at all ever since I went with that. All the individual positions at my bar, I pay the guy that sits out in the parking lot more money than anybody else just to have him there every single night.
Can you give us a ballpark idea of what you spend for security, PJ?
I spend about $30,000 a year.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It's the difference between making money and losing money last year. The accountant says we lost $10,000, and we spent $30,000 on security. So, but years ago, Phil Cooley, who owns Slows, told me, he says, that's one of the things about cost of doing business in Detroit. If you're successful, you have to provide security because there's a lot of knuckleheads out there, and there's only so much you can do to stop them. You know, that's why, for me, it's become absolutely essential for me to have someone out there every night because I just can't let things happen to my customers' cars, whether in my lot or somebody else's lot.
Maybe car thefts are going up as more establishments are bringing in more customers who, you know, frankly, have nice cars.
Well, parking in Corktown is going to become a problem. It's becoming a problem as we speak, just because of the new businesses and new activity and lack of long-term planning as far as parking or Michigan Avenue or anything like that. Now, one of the things that we've instituted to try to start to direct some of that energy and where it goes is about 2 years ago, Ron Cooley and myself and Dave and Dennis from Ottava Villa and Mercury Burger Bar got together and said, we need a business association. So we've been in existence about 2 years, have around 100 members right now, and we're beginning to try to put a little direction on where things are going. Like, for example, we have the new Tiger Stadium development that's going to come in. And again, that's going to create a situation where you're going to have kids playing baseball and their parents and friends and family all coming down to see them, and they're all going to need someplace to park. As far as the car thieves thing, Detroit Police, about a year and a half ago now, instituted a regular daytime patrol of Corktown, and the officers that are involved are very much involved in trying to figure out who's doing what, when. And unfortunately, there was a van stolen from the back of Detroit Institute of Bagels from one of my tenants who lives upstairs from the bar. It was found about 2 weeks later with four guys in it with multiple guns in it. They got arrested. They got tied to 14 different crimes, and according to the local police officer, told me the other day, two of them were released the other day without any charges whatsoever.
That must make you just feel so frustrated.
Well, because the very next weekend was the weekend that you're talking about. They were released on a Wednesday. The next weekend, all those things happened in Corktown. It's kind of frustrating, yeah, because we don't know if it was them or not, but it sure seems like too much, because since they were arrested about a month and a half ago, we have not had any incidents whatsoever. So I often think it's a very small group of people, but they're very professional. I mean, years ago, before I installed cameras, before I installed lights, I used to think they were, you know, druggies or somebody breaking their car just to steal something. No, these are professionals. They show up, they circle the block, they scope out certain cars and things like that. So I encourage people to park in the lots. If there's a charging lot, like I know over at Slow's, they have a lot behind the Mercury Burger Bar that charges to be in it. And sometimes you're, oh, I don't want to pay for parking. Well, sometimes you're better off paying for parking. Otherwise, I advise people to park, you know, fairly near someone with a flashing light on their car so that you have someone there. Because quite frankly, most of these thieves are not interested in staying around someplace where they might be seen. That's why it happens at night. It very rarely, if ever, happens during the day, because it's the cover of night that they can get away from. There's also a long-term plan that can make a huge difference. If MDOT decided to do something with Michigan Avenue to make it less of a freeway, it's 9 lanes wide right now. If they narrowed it down to 5 lanes and slowed traffic down to 25 miles an hour, probably have a little less way to escape from the Corktown neighborhood. Because right now, you have access to the Lodge, you have access to 75, Michigan Avenue, Rosa Parks. You can get out of the neighborhood fast if you do something. Thieves look for the place where they can get away from easily. Well, Corktown has great access from outside Corktown. It also has great access to get away from the place.
Yeah.
But I think across the board, most Corktown business owners, especially if they do have access or own a lot, are putting security out there almost every single night. They know they can't let something happen to their customers on a regular basis, or they're going to lose their customers. So we're a cold Corktown Association, Business Association, and individual business owners are all quite concerned about this and do put some serious effort into it and some serious cost. I think I was told, I think I talked to Ron at Slows, and I think he said they spent over $65,000 a year on security over there.
Certainly not unaware. You're trying to protect your customers.
Yeah, we're very aware of it, and we really try hard. I mean, the police officer, Toy, who is our neighborhood police officer, if something happens in the neighborhood, he's coming over to look at my videotape, to look at Metro Tech across the street's videotape, to look at Detroit Institute of Bagel's videotape, and actually we are beginning a video network for the whole neighborhood where we would all have access to cameras everywhere at all times. But that's a little beyond our scope right now, but we're working on something like that to try to, you know, get a handle on it. Because what happens if I have someone in my lot and Nemo's has somebody in their lot, or Tavavia has someone in their lot, but maybe there's nobody at McShane's lot? It'll be McShane's lot that gets hit. So we're kind of getting to the point now where we're trying to have security pretty much throughout any area where people would park.
I gotta ask you, PJ. So customer says, I want to come support one of these Corktown establishments. You drive down there and the parking lot is full. Do you go on the street and hope your car is there, roll the dice when you come out, or do you turn around and go home? Are you afraid of losing potential customers?
Okay, I've parked in Corktown every day for close to 8 years, and not one thing has ever happened to my car. Now, I park night, day, my car doesn't say, this is PJ's car, don't touch it, or anything like that.
Sure.
And I've never had a problem. So what do you do? Very rarely are you ever going to have a problem on Michigan Avenue. But if you park back on Brooklyn, on Cherry Street, behind the Brooklyn Loft, there's nobody back there. And yes, you are opening yourself up to it. But I suggest to anyone who's coming down here, don't wait 2.5 hours to go eat someplace. You know, if someone walks into someplace and says it's going to be a 2-hour wait, walk to the next restaurant. There's a lot of good restaurants around here, and you can go to different ones without waiting, 2.5 hours to get in. But like I said, I've parked on the street, I've parked on the side streets, I've parked in the lots, and I've never had an incident. But that doesn't mean it can't happen to someone. And the way the thieves work is their boss says, I need such and such tires, and I need such and such airbag, and I need such and such. And they go out and look for that car. And if someone targets your car, as John F. Kennedy says, if they want to kill you, they're going to kill you. And there's nothing to do about it. But car thefts in Detroit are down like 60%. It's still higher than most any other city around, but they're down like 60%. And that makes a huge difference, but it's going to happen. There are knuckleheads out there. We are a poor city, and there are thieves that make their living doing this. I think that there are part shop in the city that hire people to go out and get stuff for them, and they get it off the street, and they bring it in, and the shop owners buy it. That's after watching the videotape, seeing how people operate, talking to the police. Everybody's got to make the effort. It's like not only the business owners, the business association, the City of Detroit Police, we'll do everything we can. I can suggest to people who are parking on the street, don't leave anything in your car. Don't leave a laptop on there, or a purse, or even a box full of stuff, or even a box empty. I heard one story about someone breaking their car, and they said, "Why are you breaking into my car? There's an empty box in there." And the guy said, "I didn't know it was empty. That's why I broke in the car." So it's an overall problem. I don't think it's primarily focused in Corktown. I think there is stolen cars all over the city every day. But we are doing our best as a business organization and as individual business owners.
P.J. Ryder is the owner and the operator of P.J.'s Lager House, has been open on Michigan Avenue in Corktown since 2007, giving us the view from a member of the Corktown Business Association. P.J. Ryder, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
You are very welcome.